Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power. Americans will be roaming through the streets. America will be known as a nation of refugees. People will be roaming to and fro from one city to another, seeking shelter and rest. The New Orleans, Hurricane Katrina, will become a national reality. Just as the people fled from their destroyed city to other cities, so shall it be in the days ahead. Because of the several nuclear detonations, natural disasters, and other terrorist-related incidents in major cities across America on the same day, millions will be wandering from sea to shining sea, looking for a place of safety and rest. During this time of wandering, people will become infected as biological and chemical weapons are released upon the population. Great food shortages and water shortages are going to come and cause rioting and looting in an unprecedented way. Great violence will emerge and a strong spirit of brutality will manifest. Katrina is the picture, multiplied 1,000 times. Las Vegas, Nevada will be a ghost town. People will be wandering through the emptied and mostly destroyed casinos and city shopping malls. They will fondle gambling chips that possess no value. Las Vegas shall surely be a haunt of every unclean bird and jackal will reside in that place. Martial law will be imposed within the nation. A time of complete desperation will hit. Those who barked like dogs in so-called revivals will whimper at the devastation, and all their foolery will amount to nothing. Those who refuse to repent but went after the gifts will come away empty-handed, and their short-lived healings will be met with eternal burnings because their hearts were led astray into great deception, as the scriptures said they would. The burning heart of repentance can no longer be seen in America. The cry for repentance is falling upon deaf ears. and the masses are being led into the slaughter. The day of slaughter began on 9/11/2001. It has escalated into a worldwide epidemic as hundreds of thousands are being destroyed. The prophets are fools, those in the harlot church. The people are mad upon their idols. A sword against the treasury of the United States has been unsheathed. It will be struck and take away to another land. I will transfer the wealth of the nation to another. It is over. The collapse is sure. The time of debate is ended. America will be a nation of refugees. Those who hate shall meet with hatred. Those who mocked shall be a derision. Those who refuse to obey shall be punished. Terror shall take hold of a nation who has forsaken the law of the Lord. Saints, find your way to the cities of refuge now. Begin to build your lives in those places. Go to those places that uphold the laws of the Lord. You will be protected. Build cities that will welcome and provide for survivors who are sent from the Lord. These will be seeking Christ Jesus from true hearts. Establish godly leaders within the cities of refuge, for the transfer will come to a nation within a nation. Fill up the storehouses. Many will be led by the Spirit to these safe places they never knew of. The coastlands will perish. Seek refuge now. It is late. Let us not linger anymore. This morning on Fox News, Lee Greenwood was singing about being a proud American. The red, white, and blue was everywhere behind him. Beautiful people lined up, stood up, proud to be an American. Somebody has talked about fear porn, which is likened unto sexual porn. But fear porn is where people are feeding on it and they love it. They love fear. The new phrase is out called hope porn, where now everybody's projecting a new kind of hope and people are now becoming desperate and are feeding upon it. The truth is God will not be mocked. He is not fooled. He is not deceived, and he will not be mocked. And while men are beginning to say, Lord, why such a long delay? Lord, why? How is it possible that you are allowing 42 million abortions in 1 year globally? 80 million abortions in the United States, 500 million abortions around the world, a growing Sodom and Gomorrah spirit from nation to nation, over 120 nations entertaining sex trade operations, pedophiles, transgenderism, homosexuality, lesbianism, pornography, an entertainment industry out of Hollywood, the very belly of the beast where it has puked out on the nations of the earth into every living room, into every television room, the most grotesque mind control that one could ever dream. How is it that you can be silent and stand by and let all of these things happen? I want to read out of Ezekiel chapter 21. Now is the time for first things and great things. It is going to be an exceptional time for the uncompromisingly righteous elect in the earth. While it will be a time of great devastation for people who have rejected the good news of Jesus Christ, a new cycle of punishments is upon America. The national patriotic movement will be swept away. American patriotism will be flushed out of the system as people will not be able to stomach the hypocrisy anymore. And I would remind our listeners today about the prophet Jeremiah, who in the days of his prophecy had to deal with the patriots, the priests, and the politicians, and how the patriots were always patriotic for their nation in spite of the condition that God saw. He dealt with the priests and the prophets, the ministers of his day that were speaking things contrary to what God had told him. And he was speaking to the politicians who were making all of the backdoor deals and all the political decisions of alliances with other nations and trade. And business was going on as usual while the prophet Jeremiah was declaring the end of the nation. But the prophets, the priests, the politicians, and the patriots would have nothing to do with this mad prophet Jeremiah. In fact, he became so oppressive, they said, "This man's words are an oppression to us. Let us lock him up and throw him into a prison. Let us do away with this prophet. He prophesies against us." And we, the patriots and the politicians and the priests and the prophets, we have another agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, prophet Jeremiah prevailed. There will be a wave of new and upgraded terrorism come to the shores of America with a new strain of virus that will take the lives of many. Now, you listen out there. Yesterday, we went into an entire program about these things. And I'm telling you, I have been in nothing but prayer this morning, wanting to know what God wanted to bring. And I went back to the prophetic writings that God gave me years ago. And I am reading to you right now what I am reading for the first time myself in years. And I'm reading, here's a confirmation right here that God is leading. There will be a wave of new and upgraded terrorism come to the shores of America with a new strain of virus that will take the lives of many. Prophecies concerning multitudes of people dying have been stayed for a time so that some would repent and be saved. This new virus will take the lives of many as older prophetic words will be fulfilled. This plague will strike both the righteous and the wicked. Now, that again was spoken in our Bible study last night. And I'm telling you, I did not read this until right now. God told me to bring these prophecies out and share them again this morning. And this is it. I mean, I am absolutely blown away on my own radio broadcast because I'm reading a prophetic word that just yesterday we talked about the bubonic plague. We talked about the Black Death. We talked about building up your immune system. And now God has me reading this on the air that I wasn't even privy to. I'm reading it right now as you're hearing it. And it's talking about the virus that's going to kill many. Ladies and gentlemen, I would pay attention because last night I said this thing that is coming is going to strike the righteous and the wicked. Here it is. This plague will strike both the righteous and the wicked. There are people who have received the righteousness of Christ who will be killed by what is being released during the next cycle of punishments. The first plague that will be released will kill the righteous and the wicked together. The good news for those who have received Christ into their hearts is that they will awaken to an eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Here we are not speaking of the compromised, lukewarm, or apostate believers, but those who have been working out their salvation with fear and trembling. The uncompromisingly righteous shall surely shine forth like the stars of heaven during this very dark time. This will be the point of release for exploits to be accomplished through this remnant company of believers who have learned how to live their lives in Christ. The wave of calamity will come from the west. It will stretch from north to south. The northern parts of the United States will feel the same impact as the southern part of the United States. Violence will be released through the sword of war. The sword has been unsheathed and it will find its prey scattered throughout the United States. We will begin to see what has been held off during the first cycle of punishments. A wave of terrorism will strike in several different places as jihadist and terror cell groups are activated. They will strike with ease as though no one was watching, no one was ready, and no one was stopping them. Many will find themselves unable to contend with the enemy, for they know it not, but they are fighting against the Holy One, the Most High God. Truly, it is not flesh and blood, but the principality of God's righteous judgment that will strike the nation with a blow. The sound of lamentation will be heard in America. The voice of joy and laughter will be taken from the land, and the voice of wailing will be heard in the streets. People will awaken to disasters so fierce that they will not be able to handle the pressure. Who then is that golden vessel that the Lord may pour himself into and out of? Who then is that man that God will choose to do his exploits in the earth during this very grave time? It is the man, infested sons of God. It is the one new man in the earth, bringing the full weight of divine justice to the earth. It is the governmental body of Christ, establishing kingdom authority all over the world. The revelation of the two witnesses will be seen during this season. And isn't that interesting? Now that we know that the temple will be fully erected by Hanukkah next year, the end of this year. Surely the heavens shall not give their dew, nor the clouds their rain. Surely the earth shall be struck with one plague after another because of the intensity of the divine mission of the two witnesses. Yet in the midst of the struggle, the sound of heaven shall resound throughout the whole earth. The sign of the Son of Man shall be seen in the heavens, and the many shall lift up their heads as their redemption is near to come. Even so now, the Spirit and the Bride are saying, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus, quickly." Leviticus chapter 26, and by the way, you'll find all that was just read in Ezekiel chapter 21 as you search it out. In Leviticus 26:14, God speaking to Israel, God speaking to America today. "But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, what will happen?" Well, America has not hearkened to the Lord, commandments of the Lord, for a long time. God has been speaking to America for over 40 years, specifically since the abortion or the abolition of prayer. Let me say it again. Since the abolition of prayer in the public schools and the disallowance of the Bible in the classroom. These two events led to the 60s movement, wherein drugs, sex, laziness saturated the nation. A great and strong delusion came into the nation through the drug epidemic. The epidemic and delusion has not ceased to exist since that time. The Lord spoke to the nation, but it refused to hear him. Now he is speaking the following words, not to the deaf and ignorant, but to all who have ears to hear, so that they may prepare. Leviticus 26:15. "And if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant," America has despised the Lord's words, and has even legalized those things which he hates even unto this day. Bills like SB 777 and AB 394, which were passed into law, reeking with blasphemy and arrogance, are two witnesses and signs against the lawmakers and legislators in California that they despise the Lord's statutes because of this blatant disregard for God's ways in America. Because of that, the following shall come to pass. And folks, we know that those laws have gone far beyond just SB 777 and AB 394. That was years ago in California. But now we've passed laws legalizing marijuana in many of the states throughout the United States of America. And now we've legalized, you know, casinos popped up everywhere. And now we know that there are the homosexual marriages in our states now legalizing these things. Now, all of these, regardless of your view or my view, the only view that matters is God's view. And God says that these things are an abomination unto him. For by their sorceries or their pharmakia, their drugs, their witchcraft, by the drug epidemic, by these things, were all nations deceived. And so when we turn on the news and we see the red, white, and blue, we're going to stand up and fight for America. Meanwhile, America is fighting against God. Meanwhile, America is blaspheming the holy name of God, despite a few Christians that have maintained a righteous course, for the majority have succumbed to the compromise, lukewarmness, toleration, acceptance, and have not really worked out a salvation the way that God wants to be worked out. So let's not be deceived. God is not mocked. What you sow, you will reap. America has sown the wind. It is going to continue to reap the whirlwind. Leviticus 26:16. Here's what will happen to a nation that offends the Lord. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning fever that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. You shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. There are several phases to this first decree. During the last 7 years of the new millennium, America has fought against terrorism of whatever sort it is. But now the first phase of God's first decree to America of its total collapse will be the appointment of terrorism over her. The West Coast of the United States will suffer severe blows of terror-related incidents that will cripple it. A great disability to defend or gain control over the terror movement will become clear. The United States will become a nation of fear. Remember, it is God that has appointed the terror over the nation. The next phase of this first decree is consumption. Consumption in the Hebrew means a wasting disease of the lungs. Let me repeat. The word consumption in the Hebrew is a wasting disease of the lungs. And it comes from the root of a ceremonially unclean bird, a cuckoo, a gull, a seagull, a seamew. In other words, you have just seen where the bird flu will come from. This is amazing evidence of what it is to take place against a nation who has turned its back on God. The next phase of this first decree is the burning ague. In the Hebrew, burning ague means a burning fever or to kindle a fire. And as you will note in the prophetic word above that I read earlier, it is a virus, a plague that God said would be released in America. These phases of the first decree are speaking of sickness and disease that will hit, and in many ways have already hit the nation. I was shocked yesterday when reading the CDC report that last year, 80,000 Americans were killed by the flu. That is a huge number. 80,000. Wow. Almost. It's like, why wasn't that reported everywhere? And I'm going to check and recheck those numbers, by the way. But that's what I read on the CDC report yesterday. 80,000 people were killed. The effect of this consumption will be a consuming of the eyes, spiritual blindness, and sorrow of heart, depression. The nation will go into a time of deep blindness that will cause deep depression to rest at every level of human existence. God will have his way. The fourth phase of this first decree is sowing your seed in vain. The spiritual and physical impact of this statement is far-reaching. Physically speaking, there will be a famine, lack, drought, and the like due to the lack of production. We are seeing this already in the wheat market. Spiritually speaking, the prosperity gospel of gain will leave its supporters empty. They will sow their seed in vain, only enriching those who have fleeced them. Leviticus 26:17, the next verse. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursues you. The fifth phase of this first decree intensifies as God says he will set his face against America. This has already begun. The Lord is not smiling upon America. He has set his face against it. As his face is set against America, she will be slain before her enemies. This is gut-wrenching truth, dear saints, and all who are hearing this now. Those who hate America will rule over her. How can this be? God is allowing it because of America's refusal to give God the glory and love him enough to honor his word rather than despise it. The final phase of this first decree is sad indeed. Spirits of suspicion, deception, and delusion will create an atmosphere of total fear, and men and women will flee when none pursues. Remember what God said in Thessalonians, I will send a strong delusion that they will believe a lie. Leviticus 26:18, and if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Here begins the second decree. After all these events, you would think the nation would repent for its sin against God. But rather than repenting, America has become more stout-hearted. So God says he will punish the nation seven times more for your sins. If America thought the first wave was difficult, wait until the release of these righteous judgments of God. Recall what the angel said in Revelation after plagues had been poured out. Revelation 16:5, and I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. So in Revelation 16, as God's pouring out his wrath, the angels are just pausing, saying, Lord, I know this is tough, but you're right in doing what you're doing. Leviticus 26:19. Here comes the first of the second decree. I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. The first phase of the second decree is the breaking of America's pride because of her power. The power of America was the Lord God Almighty, but no more. She has put her trust in the arm of flesh, intellect, reason, diplomacy, and military might. The power of America shall be broken, and no man on earth will be able to prevent what God has decreed. The next phase of this second decree is the heaven becoming as iron and the earth as brass. There will be no prayers accepted during this time for divine intervention in America. The decree shall go forth and it will be accomplished upon a nation whose God has become her belly. There will be no good things come from all the sowing of ideas, plots, and plans. The earth shall not give her produce during this time. Leviticus 26:20, your strength shall be spent in vain, For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. Here the Lord is saying that every attempt to uphold America will fail. All the strength and energy being put into plans and concepts and ideas to keep the nation running will be in vain. The people of America will not bring forth the produce the politicians have been looking for. There will be no outflow from America. Leviticus 26:21. And if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. First, the Lord said he would punish the nation for not allowing itself to be corrected. And here he says he will bring seven times more plagues according to your sins. Notice the righteous judgment that is being measured out against a nation who has turned its back on God and has murdered now over 80 million babies in the womb, sanctioned the homosexual agenda, and has defied the precepts and laws of the Almighty. The word plague here means calamities inflicted by God. It also speaks of wounds, stripes, and beatings. Well, you don't have to look very far to see the wounds and stripes and beatings of our nation, from school shootings to concert shootings to church shootings to hurricanes to massive wildfires. You don't have to see it. At the root of this word, we find it to mean, here's what the word means, to strike. America is going to be struck with the fierceness and wrath of the Lord God Almighty. Why? Why would the leaders of America and all other systems of government, especially within the churches in America, resist the Lord? Why would they refuse his justice and righteousness in exchange for that which is an abomination to him? It is because of the great deception from the powers of darkness who have confused the minds of men. It is because when light was available, men chose to play rather than pray. It is because when opportunity to bring the full weight of God's kingdom into the earth, men chose to have their own. Leviticus 26:22. Also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. The Apostle Paul fought with wild beasts in Ephesus, and they were not animals, but evil men. The wild beast can be found in the very beginning of God's book. We find Ishmael being called a wild man. There is no doubt that the wild man in the earth has a beast nature and is stalking the earth, seeking someone to devour. Make no mistake, the wild beasts are in America, and they are and have been devouring the children. The Lord says he is going to make America few in number. There is a plan to reduce the population worldwide and here in America. There are evil plots and plans that will be allowed to go forth and succeed in their destructive force. Our highways will be desolate. America will find its roads and sources of travel annihilated. Now, before continuing on, I encourage you not to think that this is some kind of end-time thriller to spark the imagination for great entertainment purposes. The events during the first waves in America are real, and what you're hearing is God's word, and these events are coming upon America. Leviticus 26:23. And if you will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet seven times for your sins. This is the fourth decree in this passage of Scripture. The Lord said he was looking for reformation, pulling within America. He said he wanted the nation to turn back to him, but America and much of the so-called church have refused to do so. The following are the final phases that will cause the total and complete collapse of America. Leviticus 26:25, I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. The first phase of this fourth decree begins with a sword being released against the nation. This is war. The next passage of Scripture we'll be looking at speaks more of this sword in detail. A great war will be fought on American soil during this time of great tribulation. This war will strike worldwide in an upscaled way, but the brunt and force of the war will be right here. This war will avenge the quarrel of the Lord's covenant. This is divine retribution towards a people who have broken covenant with God. Your God hates covenant breakers. Whether they be individuals or nations, America has broken covenant and must now pay the price. Her reward is to drink the cup of abomination she has filled to the overflow. God will cleanse the nations through righteous judgment just before his return. The next phase to this fourth decree is the pestilence being sent as people are gathering together in their cities. Understand that as war breaks out in America, all the militia groups will come out into the open and cities will be rallying places. Yet the Lord says, as Americans gather together, he will send the pestilence. The word pestilence in Hebrew means destruction and death. It also carries these definitions: murrain, cattle disease, cattle plague. These definitions clearly speak of a time that food itself will cause death and destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not think in your heart that these things shall never be, for of a truth they have already begun. Prepare yourselves before God. Listen to this next phase. You shall be delivered into the hand of your enemy. This is the unthinkable reality. Americans will become slaves to evil beasts. America will go into captivity before the return of the Lord. America is going to fall. You must come to grips with this fact. It is God's word. Leviticus 26:26. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven. They shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, now the final decree is being issued. And the Lord strengthens himself in this matter. Leviticus 26:28. Then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins. America does not know what it means for the Lord to walk contrary to it in fury. However, it is during this time that America will face an angry God. He will chastise America with stripes of a criminal at this point. Leviticus 26:29, you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. In 70 AD, Titus and his Roman army surrounded Jerusalem before taking the city. It was at that time, according to the historian Josephus, that the people had their food and water supply cut off. People were starving and doing everything they could to survive. Parents began to eat the flesh of their children. The boiling pots were filled with the flesh of human beings, along with shoes, shoelaces, and leather. When God brings judgment against a nation and he stands against it in fury, that nation will experience what it thought it never would. America will experience these horrible and terrible events because she chose to reject the Lord God Almighty and break his covenant. Leviticus 26:30, and I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. Notice this phase of the final decree ends with the people's carcasses being cast upon their idols. America will not have a high place to resort to. There will be no White House. There will be no mega church buildings. There will be no theaters. Every high place will be destroyed. The bloody events that are about to take place in America are true and very real. But the worst thing of all is the final word of this decree. My soul shall abhor you. The word abhor in the Hebrew means to reject, loathe, be vilely cast away, to regard as impure and foul. Leviticus 26:31. And I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. God is angry with his people and with this nation. The cities of America will be burned to the ground and destroyed through nuclear weapons. There will not be a sanctuary that has not been thrown down to the ground. There will be no offering accepted by the Lord during this time of great tribulation that will hit the whole earth. Leviticus 26:32. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. Even the enemies that are in the land at this time will be amazed at what they were able to accomplish. The weapons of destruction will have accomplished the Lord's will as the entire land of America lies desolate. And at this time, I would like to just remind our listeners that Isaiah chapter 10, the Assyrian was the anger of the Lord, and the staff in their hand, the weapon in the Assyrian's hand was his fury, his indignation. He sent the Assyrian as a weapon of mass destruction against Israel, as he did with the Babylonians. Who will God send to America to perform his will? The Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans. Up from the south will come an invasion. Down from the north, people will be refugees from sea to sea, from west to east, from east to west. Leviticus 26:33, and I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. The people of America will be scattered everywhere. They will seek to hide, but a sword will seek them out. This will be a time like no other in the history of the world. Now, let's move on to the next passage of Scripture to speak concerning America. And here's where I want to go back to Ezekiel chapter 21. Ezekiel chapter 21. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Jerusalem and drop your word toward the holy places and prophesy against the land of Israel. Well, this word is towards God's people, God's land, and the holy places. Do not think for a moment that Christian America is exempt from this word. What was done to Israel in the Old Testament is being repeated against her daughters and sons. It is America that has been the light of the world. It is America who lays claim to a foundation of biblical truths. It is America who brought the scriptures into her field at her beginning and has prospered so much because of it. America has been a great gathering place for the saints of God, but has fallen to the powers of darkness. And so the Lord speaks his decrees. Ezekiel 21:3, say to the land, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against you, and will draw forth my sword out of his sheath, and will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. This decree is most disturbing to those who have held to a form of godliness, but have denied the power of living a holy life before God. For this decree is against the wicked and the righteous. The Lord says to the inhabitants of America that he is against them. He is against the wicked and against the righteous. The righteous spoken of here are they who have believed they received the righteousness of Jesus Christ. They believe they have been imputed with righteousness and that they are the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, but have failed to do righteously. These live a life of carnality, fleshliness, and ungodliness. These are the ones who sit in the congregation of the dead, smoking, drinking, lying, cursing, committing adultery, fornication, etc., etc. They are jealous, envious, proud, blasphemers, unregenerate, boastful, arrogant, self-sufficient, and deeply deceived. Ezekiel 21:4. Seeing then that I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked, therefore shall my sword go forth out of his sheath against all flesh, from the south to the north. At the beginning of this time today, we read that the Lord has made it clear that the destruction on the west coast will stretch from the north to the south. This is what the sovereign Lord says. A work of restoration has begun within the ranks of the uncompromisingly righteous. These are the elect in the earth that I have reserved unto this hour. At that time, this remnant will be walking in the fullness of their destiny and calling, functioning with all the power and authority they will ever need to execute their offices in the earth and in the heavenlies. This mountaintop of destiny will afford the righteous with every provision and every good thing. They shall walk upon the mountaintops, rejoicing and skipping forth like the calves from the stalls. The air will be clean and fresh, and the skies marvelously blue. A fresh wind of powerful anointing will carry them to glorious places beyond their greatest expectations. These are the princes and rulers who have been found worthy to rule and reign with me within my kingdom, saith the Lord. And rule and reign they shall do. These are my glorious ones, the overcomers at the end of the age. This is the end of the age, the period of time spoken of in my word. It is a time of unprecedented opportunity in the midst of unprecedented crises. These be the days of exploits. These are the days wherein my beloved ones shall arise and shine forth out of the midst of obscurity and darkness and appear without fault or blemish before my throne, and are worthy to stand in my presence and execute the judgments that have been written. I have said it. Enough is enough. I will not tolerate the world systems anymore. I am here to make war with the beast governments of the earth. I am come to cast down dominions and authorities. I am come to cast down to the ground those who have been seated in heavenly places in the lower atmosphere. I am come to seal up all things. I am come to finish the work. I am releasing my mighty ones, and I am turning the world systems upside down. I am bringing my rule and dominion into the earth, and I am shattering the works of darkness. During these days, my body shall be revealed. My body shall move according to my divine will and plan. Each member will operate according to the impulse of my heart. In these days, a total breakdown will occur around the world. However, in the midst of this collapse, my people shall be preserved. For I have prepared habitations where I will nourish my elect until the day of release. Everything concerning my uncompromisingly righteous elect is going vertical. The climb will be rugged, teamwork required, but the reward of your faith shall be great. For it is by faith that you now understand that from this day forth, a new level of restoration is being accomplished within you. I want to get back to Ezekiel 21, verse 5. It says that all flesh may know that I, the Lord, have drawn forth my sword out of his sheath. It shall not return anymore. In times past, we saw the cycles and seasons of God. We have learned his ways and have seen his loving kindness and mercy. Nonetheless, at this time, in the dispensation of God, he says that the sword shall not be put away anymore. In other words, God has just issued the final decree against the whole land, all the inhabitants. Are you ready? Ezekiel 21:6. Sigh, therefore, thou son of man, with the breaking of thy loins, and with bitterness, sigh before their eyes. The true prophets of God are sighing at this time. Their bones are quaking for what the Lord has revealed to them. There is a sense of wonderment in them as they proclaim these sayings of the Lord. They are broken, disturbed, and shaken to their core, in spite of the deep abiding peace and joy they possess. You will see the prophets of God weeping before the saints without pretense during this season of proclamation. Ezekiel 21:7. And it shall be, when they say unto thee, wherefore sighest thou? That thou shalt answer, for the tidings, because it cometh. And every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be feeble, and every spirit shall faint, and all knees shall wax weak as water. Behold, it cometh, and shall be brought to pass, saith the Lord God. It shall come. This report is from the Lord, and it shall surely come to pass. No man knows the day or the hour, yet we know the season. The Lord will do nothing unless he first reveals it to his prophets. Do not despise prophesying. This season will break the inward parts of all mankind. Even those who propose to have to be the righteousness of God, only to this man will the Lord look differently upon. Even the man or woman who trembles at his word and is of a broken and contrite heart. To these God will look upon to watch over and protect at this time. These are the uncompromisingly righteous elect in the earth who are ordained to do exploits in the earth. Revelation 3:10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Every heart shall melt, all hands shall be feeble, every spirit shall faint, all knees shall be weak as water. These descriptions are not to be misunderstood as spiritual alone. They are going to be the inward physical reality of all at this time for the fear that is coming upon the earth and in this nation. Luke 21:25, Jesus said, there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Ezekiel 21:8. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and say, Thus saith the Lord, say, A sword is sharpened and also furbished. This sword of war is sharpened in its skill and polished in its technique. The terrorists and enemies of God who are seeking the destruction of America have sharpened their skills and polished their tactics. They are ready, and God has put a hook in their mouths and has drawn them to America. To what? In Ezekiel 21:10, it is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished that it may glitter. Should we then make mirth? It contemneth the rod of my son as every tree. A great slaughter the Lord has intended against America. It is his righteous judgment against all sin towards a nation that has turned its back on him. There should be no merriment for those who are about to be slaughtered, but they know not, nor do they believe the words of God will be fulfilled. Yet the truly righteous elect shall rejoice at the same time for the vengeance of the Lord. Ezekiel 21:11. He has given it to be furbished, that it may be handled. This sword is sharpened, and it is furbished to give it into the hand of the slayer. It's said in another version of the Bible that the slayer is Babylon. God has released his sword from his sheath, and it shall return no more until it has accomplished his purpose. He has released a people who shall execute his will and his determination upon America. This is the slayer, who has been given the right to destroy America. This will be seen in detonation of dirty bombs and nuclear weapons, viruses, and chemical warfare. Oh, America, why would you not repent? Ezekiel 21:12. Cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people. It shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword shall be upon my people. Smite therefore upon thy thigh. This is a grievous statement, but one that needs to be understood. This word is not for the heathen alone or the unredeemed, but for those who say they belong to God. This is destruction against 90% of what is called Christianity today. That percentage is not made up. It is the word of the Lord. The thigh has been smote. I come to you on the airwaves today because there's so much giddiness going on in the world. The left and the right are battling it out. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, fighting against Donald Trump. A new wave of immigrants coming up from the southern border. Politics, politics, hilarity, hilarity. Stand strong. Fight for America, patriotism, politicians, false prophets, preachers and prophets and priests all saying America will win, America will stand. That's exactly what was going on in the days of Jeremiah. And the judgments that I've just read out of God's word, not my own, God's word. Paul the Apostle told the church at Corinth, read the Old Testament, because everything that happened there were set as a pattern and an example. And an example. Read in Jude, read in 2 Peter, Sodom and Gomorrah was a witness to any people that would follow its example. It's a pattern. America is acting like all is going to be okay. The only thing that would ever work for this nation is humble, broken repentance before God, which would be shown in the fruits of repentance by shutting down every abortion clinic, reversing the laws of Roe versus Wade, reversing the laws of homosexual marriages and lesbian marriages, putting transgenderism away, shutting down Hollywood from its perverse activities. And you and I both know that's not going to happen unless a stronger Jehu or a stronger Josiah would come to America and be even more virulent and more outrageous than Donald Trump. Power, and you have to go through the land like Josiah, and you have to shut things down, burn the altars, remove the Sodomites from power. You have to get that bold. Then God will spare. But even then, God says of Josiah, because his heart is tender, he's not going to see the destruction I've pronounced. But when he's gone, it's going to come anyways. America's on its last leg, and the sales pitch to the American people is we're strong. Our foundation is strong. No, it's not. It's crumbled. You're on toothpicks right now. The foundation of America is resting on toothpicks. It's not going to handle it. It's going to collapse. And God's warning his people, the uncompromisingly righteous, be prepared. He has a plan to guide his people.
You live
in an America that you would have never dreamed. You've only seen it in far off places, but God is going to allow enemies to rise up and they are going to destroy this nation. And if you don't think that the politicians, the pastors, the prophets, the patriots are going to feel the weight of all of these things, you're wrong. God's word is spoken. That's all. Who's right, who's wrong? Jesus Christ is not going to allow his name, his spirit, to continue to be blasphemed by little children playing games in the marketplace. Not going to happen. So what do? You prepare. When will this be? I don't know. It seems to be swirling all around us. God knows. Told us to prepare. That's all we have to know. That's the only instruction we have. Get ready. Get your soul ready. Get your spirit ready. Get your body ready. Get ready. I heard too many confirmations in this writing that I just brought out of over 1,000 pages of writings. I am shocked by the confirmations, by the things that we said here today, because it's exactly what we were talking about just yesterday. I'm going to have to leave it here right now. Patricia Joy is going to be on Omega Radio. So if you want to continue to listen, omegaradio.org. Patricia Joy is going to be talking about forgiveness and deliverance. I hope you'll stay tuned. Until then, until tomorrow, this is Pastor Vincent. God bless you.
And tonight we will be discussing forgiveness imperative for deliverance. And reading from my book, Deliverance, the